Lesson 40. The Jaredites are led to the Promised Land. Purpose: to encourage the children to seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost throughout their lives. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Ether, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and verses 33 through 43. Ether, chapters 2, 3, and 6, verses 1 through 13. Also, Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Write the phrase, stand up, turn around, and sit quietly on a slip of paper. Then, using the other languages below, make enough copies of the phrase in foreign languages so the rest of the children can have one. The languages are German, Italian, Danish, Swedish, French, Portuguese, and Spanish. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Bible. C. Pictures 4-44, World Map 4-52, The Brother of Jared Sees the Finger of the Lord, Gospel Art Picture Kit 318, number 62478. 4-53, The Jaredite Barges. And 4-9, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 240, number 62572. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give each child one of the papers with the phrase, stand up, turn around, and sit quietly, written on it in one of the various languages. Ask the class members to follow the instructions on their papers. Why are you all not able to follow the instructions? Briefly tell the story of the Tower of Babel, Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. What would it be like if you were not able to understand the people around you? Explain that today the children will learn about a family who lived at the time of the Tower of Babel. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the account from Ether, chapters 1 through 3, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, of the Jaredites being led to the Promised Land. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7, page 142. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Who were the Jaredites? Ether chapter 1, verse 33. Why didn't the Lord confound, change, or confuse their language? Ether chapter 1, verses 34 through 37. What did the brother of Jared ask Heavenly Father? Ether chapter 1, verse 38. What preparations did the Jaredites make for their journey? Ether chapter 1, verse 41. Ether chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. Ether, chapter 6, verse 4. What is the meaning of Deseret? Ether, chapter 2, verse 3. How did Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ guide the Jaredites in their journey to the sea? Ether, chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. How can we receive divine guidance in our lives? Answers to prayer through the Holy Ghost, through prophets and other leaders, through the Scriptures. Why were the Jaredites being led to a choice land? Ether chapter 1, verses 42 and 43. Why was the Lord unhappy with the brother of Jared? Ether chapter 2, verse 14. What did the brother of Jared do after the Lord chastised him? Ether chapter 2, verse 15. Explain that chastised means to be told that you are doing something wrong so you will know what the right thing to do is. After the barges were nearly finished, what two problems did the brother of Jared need help with? Ether chapter 2, verse 19. What did the Lord expect the brother of Jared to do to solve the problem of lighting the barges before giving him guidance? Ether chapter 2, verses 23 and 25. Ether chapter 3, verses 1 and 4 and 5. How did Jesus Christ help him? Ether chapter 3, verse 6. How can we exercise our faith in Jesus Christ? What did the brother of Jared see as the stones were lighted? Ether chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Why was the brother of Jared able to see Jesus Christ? Ether chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. What did the brother of Jared learn about the body of Jesus Christ? Ether chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Help the children understand that the brother of Jared saw the spirit body of Jesus Christ, which looked very much like the physical body Jesus received when he came to earth. What problems did the Jaredites face as they crossed the sea? How did the Lord help them? What did the Jaredites do? Ether chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. What did the Jaredites do as soon as they landed on the shore of the promised land? Ether chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. What blessings are you thankful for? How can we show Heavenly Father that we are grateful for our blessings? Page 143. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Show several objects or pictures of objects, such as a map, compass, flashlight, and so on. Have the children discuss how each object helps guide us. Display the picture of Jesus Christ and discuss how we receive spiritual guidance in our lives. 2. Review and discuss the fourth article of faith. Display the picture of Jesus Christ and ask the children why they think faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the first principle of the gospel. Discuss why we must have faith before we can repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let the children give some examples of how faith in Jesus Christ improves our actions and behavior. Emphasize the great power that can be ours as we develop faith in Him. 3. Using the chalkboard or a poster, make a tic-tac-toe board. Divide the class into two groups, one using the X's and the other the O's. If the question you ask is answered correctly, that group gets to choose where to put the X or O. The object is to get three X's or O's in a row. When any question is missed, the opposing team gets a chance to answer the same question. Refer to Lesson 18 for directions. The following are possible review questions about the Jaredites. You will need to add others. How many stones were placed in each barge? 2. How long did it take for Jared, his brother, and their families and friends to cross the ocean? Almost a year. What was the name of the high tower the wicked people were building? Tower of Babel. Why did the brother of Jared prepare the 16 small stones? To make a source of light for their journey. How did Jesus Christ make each stone shine? With his power, by touching them with his finger. 4. Sing or read the words to I Need My Heavenly Father, Children's Songbook, page 18. You may also use I Am a Child of God, Children's Songbook, page 2. Conclusion, testimony. Bear testimony that the children can each receive guidance from the Holy Ghost if they will live worthy of having the Spirit in their lives. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Ether, chapter 3, verses 6 through 16 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 40. The Jaredites are led to the promised land.